Coffee Break Chinese, Season 1, Episode 17. Welcome Coffee Break Chinese. I'm Mark.
Hello, I'm Crystal.
And we are delighted to be back with another episode of Coffee Break Chinese. Crystal, 你好吗?
我非常好,你呢?
我也非常好.
太棒了!
Okay, in this episode, we are going to be dealing with a very important topic for anyone travelling to China, or indeed any other Chinese-speaking place. That is, of course, looking at...
tourist information.
Absolutely. All those important things that you need to find out about opening times and what you can do in a particular place. Very useful if you're planning a trip to a Chinese-speaking area. And hopefully at some point in the not-too-distant future, I will be planning a trip to China or indeed some other Chinese-speaking area. We've got much to cover in this lesson, so let's get straight on with the show.
开始吧。好。
Okay, Crystal, whenever I am in a foreign country, I always make a beeline for the tourist information office. Do tourist information offices exist in China? Is there an official sort of tourist information office that we could visit?
It's not as popular as it is in the UK. Wherever you go, the small town in the UK, there's a tourist office. But you could ask information in a railway station or even in a hotel. Some big cities probably have a designated tourist information center.
Okay, and so what would we call that tourist information office in Mandarin?
It's called 游客询问处.
That's quite complicated. Let's hear it again.
游客 meaning tourist.
Okay, let me try that. 游客.
And then information meaning 询问, meaning to ask or to make inquiry.
询问. Is that the same 问 as in 请问?
对.
Oh, good. Okay. So 询问.
The office in Chinese here is 处 means the place you go to ask about.
处.
处.
So let's see if we can put the whole thing together.
游客询问处.
Okay, we'll just invite our listeners to repeat that one more time.
游客询问处.
Okay, I'll give it a go. 游客询问处.
非常好.
Okay, so perhaps somewhere else that I'd be looking for in a town, if I were to go to the tourist information office, I may want to ask perhaps about the museum.
博物馆.
博物馆. Let me see if I can work out the tones there. 博, second.
Yeah.
物, fourth. And then 馆, that must be third.
对.
博物馆.
对,很好.
Let's hear it again.
博物馆.
Okay, so could I ask, where is the museum using the 在那儿?
Are you sure about 那儿?
All right, I think I'm getting mixed up between 那儿 and 那儿.
对.
So 那儿 is there, and 那儿 is where.
对.
Okay, it is tricky. You have to admit that, Crystal.
I agree.
So let's get back. I was going to ask, where is the museum? Could I therefore say, 博物馆在哪儿?
对.
Okay, and I wonder if I could also say, where is the tourist information office? But I think you'll need to help me with the tourist information office again.
游客询问处.
游客. 询问处在哪儿?
非常好.
Okay. So the answer to that, for example, someone might say it's over there by the museum.
You can say 游客询问处在博物馆旁边.
And that 旁边 is next to.
Yes.
We've done that before. So it's 在. 旁边.
对.
Okay, so 在博物馆的. Do we need the?
You can use the, you can omit the.
Okay, so Let's see if I can say the whole sentence here. The tourist information office is next to the museum. You ke xun wen chu zai bo wu guan pan bian.
Fei chang hao.
Okay. Right. Now, if we get to the tourist information office, or indeed the museum, we may want to ask, what time does the museum open? Or indeed, what time does it close? So could we look at the words for open and closed?
Yes. Open. Kai men.
Kai men.
Mm-hmm. Kai is open. Men means door. Open door.
Okay. So kai men. Mm-hmm. So that door then would be the same character as we've seen in Tiananmen.
Yes, men. Exactly. Tiananmen.
Tiananmen. Right, so the same character there for kai men, for open. And what about closed?
Guan men.
So the same men, but this time guan men.
Guan means to close.
Right, so our question, when or at what time does the museum open?
Mm-hmm. 博物馆. 几点开门?
Right, let me see if I can work out this. Is the 几 the same as 几个?
对.
How many?
Yeah.
So 几点?
What time?
What time? Because we already did this 几点 in the last lesson. So what time? So literally we just say museum, what time, open.
对.
Nice and easy.
Uh-huh.
博物馆. 几点开门?
非常好.
So can I guess what time does the museum close? Would that be 博物馆几点关门?
对.
Okay.
Well done. Can you try what time does the tourist information office open?
Okay, I'll leave some space for our listeners to think about this because I'll have to think about it too. I'll give it a go. You ke xun wen chu ji dian kai men.
非常好. How about what time does it close?
Okay, so we're still talking about the tourist information office. Could I say here ta for it? Would I need that?
No, you don't.
Okay, so you ke xun wen chu ji dian. Oh, I've got the tones wrong there. Ji dian. 关门.
对对对.
Could I just say 几点关门?
Mm-hmm.
What time does it close?
Yeah,
I don't need to see the thing if we've already specified that we're talking about that thing. 几点关门?
非常好.
Okay, now if we're talking about times, perhaps we should just look a little more at time because we did say that we'd be coming back to time in a future lesson and this is it. So let's look a little further at time for a moment. We've already learned things like 5 o'clock.
五点. Or 五点钟.
五点钟. Or 8 o'clock.
八点. Or 八点钟.
八点. Or 八点钟.
钟.
钟. First tone, yeah. Okay, and when we were talking about it's 3 o'clock, we suggested that it was possible to say now 3 o'clock. So what would that be?
现在三点.
现在三点. Okay, Crystal, are there special words like we have in English for midnight and midday or noon?
Yes, mid can be translated as 中间, like in the middle.
We've come across that before, from 中国.
Right, so the Middle Kingdom.
Middle Kingdom, okay. Yes. So 中.
So midday, you could say 中午.
中午.
午 is like lunchtime.
Right, okay. Uh-huh. 中午. So could I say 现在中午? It's now lunchtime?
No, you don't say that.
Okay. Okay. What about midnight?
Okay, in this case, we use 半. 半 means half. Okay. So night is 夜.
夜.
半夜.
半夜.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so two different words for the mid part there. So 半夜 for midnight and 中午 for midday. Okay, so far we've learned the o'clocks, the 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock and so on. But what about other words relating to time and other expressions? For example, let's say our museum opened at 9:30. How do we deal with the half past nine?
Right, okay. You say 九点半. 九点 is 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
半 is half.
Is that the same word we've just learned for midnight?
半夜, yes.
Okay, right. So, 九点半.
对.
So, half past nine. So, literally 9 half.
Yeah. Okay. Alternatively, you could just spell out, you know, the digit by digit. 九点三十分. 分 means minutes.
Right. So, in that case, 三十 30.
Mm-hmm.
分
means minute.
Minutes.
But you could say an easy way is 九点半.
Right. So, let's look at these two. So, we've got 9:30. We're looking at either at 九点半.
Or
九点三十分,
or you can omit the 分, 九点三十.
九点三十, so that's like 9:30. Okay, can you give me another time to say?
How about the museum closes at 5:30?
Wow, okay. So, let's see if I can work this out. Would I just say museum 5:30 close? Yeah. Right, so 博物馆 5点半 关门.
Perfect.
Okay.
太棒了.
Okay, I've got to think so hard for these. Right, so that's 30 minutes past. What about 15 minutes past or a quarter past?
Two ways. First one is quarter. 一刻.
一刻.
So let's say quarter past five, 五点一刻.
五点一刻.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Another way is 5:15.
15. Can I guess that one?
Okay.
So if it were 8:15, could we say 八点十五分. How would we spell that in pinyin?
F-E-N, first tone.
First tone, F-E-N, first tone. Okay, so 八点十五分.
对.
Okay, right, so we've done 15 minutes past, we've done half past. What about a quarter to or three quarters past?
Yeah. So get it more interesting now, okay? So you can say 3 quarters, yeah?
Okay.
三刻.
三刻.
Because 1 quarter is 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So 3 quarters, use 三刻.
So if it were 5 3/4, so 3/4 to 6,
mm-hmm.
Would that be 五点三刻?
对.
Okay.
Alternatively, you want to say 5:45, yeah?
Yeah.
The 2 is in Chinese is 差. 差 means not there yet.
差.
Uh-huh. So you can say 6点差一刻.
So 6 o'clock, not there yet, uh-huh. 1 quarter.
Exactly.
So we're not there yet by 1/4 to 6 o'clock.
对.
Okay. So 6点差一刻.
对。
Can we say, let me see if I could work this out, 5:45.
That's 5:40.
Oh, 四十五分.
Uh-huh.
5:45.
Right.
So three ways of dealing with 3/4, 1/4, 2, or 45 minutes. Okay, let's put this into practice, talking about the opening times. We've talked about the tourist information office, the museum, somewhere else that we might be thinking about.
Yeah, when you visit a foreign country, you might want to visit the market.
Okay,
right?
So what's the market?
So the market. 集市.
集市.
Mm-hmm.
集市. Okay.
So what does that mean? 集 means get together.
Right.
市 is a 市场, a market where you do trading.
Okay.
Yeah? So in China, especially in small towns, on Sundays, people get together, like our farmers, mm-hmm. market.
Yeah.
Yeah. They will sell their domestic stuff, the design, or homemade stuff.
Okay. So 集市.
Mm-hmm.
集市. Okay. I'm going to ask you when the market opens. 请问. 集市几点开门?
Uh-huh. 集市八点一刻开门.
Can you say that again?
集市八点一刻开门.
Okay, I think what you're saying there is that the market opens at Ba Dian, which is 8 o'clock. And then you said Yi Ke, a quarter, open Kai Man. So the market opens at 8:15. Okay, can we practice this a little more? Can you give me some other opening or closing times?
好。博物馆九点开门。
Okay, you're talking about the museum, and I think you said it opens at 9 o'clock.
对，非常好。
Okay, one more.
Okay. 游客询问处六点半关门。
Right, you're talking here about the tourist information office closing. Can you give me the time again?
6:30.
6:30, that's 6:30.
对.
Okay, so the tourist information office closes at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give me a couple from English into Mandarin now.
Okay. The market closes at 2 o'clock.
Now, the market was 几时?
对.
Would this be 几时二点关门?
When you talk about clock time, it's not 二 anymore.
It's 两. Okay, so I should not have made that mistake. 几时两点关门?
非常好.
Okay, perhaps one more?
The tourist information office opens at 8:15.
Okay. Yo ke shun wen chu ba dian yi ke kai men.
非常好.
Okay. Or I could have said, yo ke shun wen chu ba dian shi wu fen kai men.
太棒了.
I think the problem is if it were me who was saying this, we would have passed the opening time by the time I actually managed to say it. Okay, we're going to break now for a rather late break, but we'll be back soon to discuss more about tourist information and particularly about the kind of things that we can do in a place. Back in a moment. We'd like to take this opportunity to remind you that you can get more out of your Coffee Break Chinese experience by signing up for our full course on the Coffee Break Academy. In addition to the audio lessons, you'll get access to bonus listening materials, lesson notes, and video versions of each lesson, showing the Mandarin words and phrases written out in pinyin and Chinese characters. You can find out more at coffeebreakchinese.com. Welcome back. We are looking today at tourist information offices and the kind of things that you may ask, whether it be in a tourist information office or indeed at your hotel or in a railway station or anywhere that you can ask for information. And I think one of the most important questions that we can ask is about what you can do in a particular place. So how would we ask the most basic form of that question, Crystal?
I think you need to understand how do you ask can. This concept. So in Chinese is 可以.
可以. We've come across this before in a couple of situations. How would we say, what can one do here? What can you do here, for example?
So you say here first, 这儿可以做什么?
I'll try saying that. 这儿可以. 做什么? So there we're saying here, can, do what?
对.
Right. So could we replace the 做 with other verbs?
Yeah.
Could we say what can we see here?
这可以参观什么?
Let's hear the word for see.
参观.
参观.
Literally it's visit.
Right,
what can you
visit?
Here?
Visit, right. Yeah. So what sites can you visit in a sense? So 这儿可以参观什么? Right? Perhaps I'm thinking of other situations when you're traveling. What can you eat here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think I know this. To eat 吃. Uh-huh. So could you say 这儿可以吃什么?
非常好.
So it all falls into place. Anything else that you might think
would be
good?
When you go to the market, you want to buy something, mm-hmm. you may ask, what can you buy here? So buy is 买.
买.
And then?
As in 买单.
买单,
yeah, okay. So 这儿可以买什么?
非常好.
Right, so I guess this is really important to learn phrases that we can replace one word and it changes the meaning of the phrase. Of course, we need to also understand the answers, the possible answers that we may hear right. in response. So, Crystal, could you teach us some words and mm-hmm. phrases that we may hear in response to this?
Okay, let's say castle. People like to visit castle, right? Mm-hmm. So castle in Chinese, 城堡.
城堡.
So if I say you can visit the castle,
uh-huh.
你可以参观城堡.
So you can visit castle.
Precisely.
I love it when things are so straightforward. 你可以参观城堡.
Uh-huh, 对.
Okay. What else?
How about zoo?
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. Zoo in Chinese. 动物园, because 动物 means animal.
Okay.
园 is a garden. So this is where you keep the animals.
Okay.
Yeah? So 你可以参观动物园。动物园.
I'll try and put the whole thing together. 你可以参观动物园。非常好. Okay. What other things might we want to see or visit?
For example, when you go to China, you want to see the Yuanmingyuan, the Summer Palace.
Okay.
But it's the ruin now, isn't it? So, ruin, 废墟.
废墟.
废 means wasted.
Right.
So, the site, wasted site.
Okay.
So, 废墟 is ruins.
废墟. Mm-hmm. So, could you say, 你可以参观废墟?
对.
Right. Anything else?
You can go to a concert, maybe.
Okay.
So, in this case, go to a concert, you listen to a concert, isn't it?
Yeah.
听.
We've come across that one before, too.
Uh-huh.
听不懂.
听不懂.
Yeah, okay.
you hear, but you don't understand.
Absolutely. Yeah. But hopefully you would understand the beautiful language of music if you were listening to the concert. So, what's the word for concert?
Uh-huh. 音乐会, 音乐 is music,
uh-huh.
会 is a meeting where you go and listen to music.
Right, is that the same as in 会说?
Yes, exactly the same word.
Exactly the same word, okay. Uh-huh. In 会说 it means can.
You can speak, but this 会 in this case meaning
a meeting.
Or a conference.
Okay.
音乐会, a music meeting meaning a concert.
A concert. 音乐会.
Mm.
So let me see if I can see this. I'm going to try and turn it around and I'm going to try and say, I can listen to a concert.
How?
我可以听音乐会.
非常好.
Am I right with the tone on 听?
听非常好, first tone.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anything else that we could do?
If you go to Shanghai,
uh-huh.
you want to have a riverboat. Trip, yeah, it's
okay.
very popular.
Right.
So, a boat trip, 游船.
游船.
We have learned 游客, tourist, yeah?
Yeah.
So, 游 means travel.
Okay,
okay.
And 船.
船 means boat.
Boat,
a
okay.
travel boat.
So, you can go on a boat trip.
你可以坐游船.
So, that's like do a boat trip.
坐, no, 坐 means to sit. For example, take a flight or take a train or take a taxi. So this taxi, this 坐 means to take.
Is that a different 坐?
Different character.
From
to do something.
To do something. Okay, right. It's complicated. 你可以坐游船.
对.
Okay, one more thing that we might want to do while visiting China.
We like to do hill walking or climb mountains, don't we?
Yeah.
So, shan is mountains. You have to climb up the mountains. Pa shan.
Pa shan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so do we need anything else in there?
你可以爬山.
You can go up to the mountains. 你可以爬山. Fantastic. Now, there are a few words and phrases that I really would like to learn because I think if one is traveling to China, then there are some really important sites and places that we would want to see. And I would say one of them would be the Great Wall.
长城.
长城. So how could I say I would like to visit the Great Wall?
我想参观长城.
Right. So, 想, mm-hmm. 想 is would like.
Mm.
我想参观长城.
非常好.
I would like to visit the Great Wall. What about if we're staying in the Beijing area, the Forbidden City?
紫禁城.
Let's hear that again.
紫禁城.
紫禁城.
Mm-hmm.
So could I say, 我想参观紫禁城.
非常好.
I would like to visit the Forbidden City. What about the Terracotta Army?
Oh. 兵马俑.
兵马俑. That's in CN.
对.
Okay, so 兵马俑. Terracotta Army, 我想参观兵马俑. Okay, give us one thing that we could perhaps visit in Shanghai, the Bund.
Oh, yeah. 外滩.
外滩.
Mm-hmm.
So could I say, 我想参观外滩.
非常好.
外滩.
对.
Now, this has been quite a long episode. However, I do think we should put some of what we've learned into practice with a conversation before we finish.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay?
How?
How? Okay, so let's imagine I am looking for the museum. So I'm wandering through the streets, perhaps wandering along the Bund in Shanghai.
Okay.
And I stop a local person to ask where the museum is.
How? So I'm the local person then.
Okay, that's probably a better idea than me being the local person. 你好.
你好.
请问. 博物馆在哪儿?
在人民广场.
远吗?
不远, 步行15分钟.
谢谢. 请问, 博物馆几点开门? 几点关门?
博物馆早上9点关门, 下午5点. 关门.
谢谢, 再见.
不用谢, 再见.
Okay, so let's go through this quickly. I asked, 请问, 博物馆在哪儿? Where is the museum?
Mm-hmm.
If I said, 哪儿, would they have thought, oh, he's learned Chinese in Beijing?
Probably.
So what would be more natural to say in Shanghai?
Yeah, Shanghai, probably 哪里.
哪里?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so 请问博物馆在哪里?
对对.
Okay, and then your answer there was?
在人民广场.
Now, I think we've done this before. It's the People's Square in Shanghai. Okay, and then I asked, is it far? 远吗?
Uh-huh. And I said, 不远.
It's not too far, okay?
Uh-huh. 步行, by foot or on foot, 15分钟.
Right, so there's something new in there. We know 十五, 15, fen is the minutes that we talked about when we were giving time. And then you've added 钟.
分钟 is the same as 分, fen we just omit the 钟.
Okay.
So, mm-hmm.
So could you have said 十五分?
No.
Okay.
Because now we're telling the duration,
uh-huh.
how long it takes, you do need 十五分钟.
Okay, 分钟, mm-hmm. so 十五分钟, 15 minutes. And then just explain that, 步行.
步行 means on foot.
Okay, so it's just like saying 15 minutes on foot.
Mm.
步行十五分钟.
非常好.
Then I asked, when does the museum open and when does it close?
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us that sentence?
请问博物馆几点开门?几点关门?
So when does the museum open? When does it close? And our very well informed local was able to tell us exactly when it opens and when it closes. But you said something else. You talked about the morning and afternoon.
Yes. 早上, meaning morning. Mm-hmm. 下午, meaning afternoon.
So give us the whole sentence.
博物馆早上9点开门,下午5点关门.
So it opens at 9 o'clock in the morning and closes at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. That is where we're going to leave this episode because it's a pretty long one. We'll leave it there. Okay, that is where we're going to leave this episode. But of course, there's much more available. You can watch the video version of this lesson where you'll see all the pinyin and Chinese characters for every word included in this episode. And there's the bonus audio materials and the lesson notes, which will help you get much more out of this episode and indeed all episodes of Coffee Break Chinese. You can find out all about that at coffeebreakchinese.com.
If you have ever been to any of the places we've spoken about on today's episode, feel free to let us know on our Facebook page on the post for this lesson. We'd love to see your photos from the Zijing or Changcheng.
We would indeed. Okay, we'll be back again soon with more Coffee Break Chinese. Until then, 谢谢,再见!再见! You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.